I'm on day two at Learning Technologies 2014, and I'm with Nick Shackleton-Jones from BP. Nick's normally on the stage, but I think you've actually been a delegate for the last 2 days. So, we're at the end of the conference, and I'm lucky to be able to talk to you. What have you picked up? You know, what's out of these 2 days with an incredible amount of content in this conference, what are you kind of taking away from it?
So there's something which is, I guess, continuation of trends, and others which I think are new things. So here's the thing. We haven't seen very much of the old e-learning module. So it seems to have disappeared from the presentations. I can't say I'm terribly sad about that, but there's been quite a lot about sort of use of video, use of storytelling. And I like the format that Don's put together because it's very sort of cross-disciplinary. There are people who aren't necessarily from a learning background, and I think the value of that is we have more to learn. And the final point I would make is I thought the first speaker, Mr. Solis, made a very interesting point about not just kind of following trends, but this is the right time to be kind of defining them. So I think we need to borrow from other disciplines, look at what people are doing in areas like apps and video and so on, and set our own kind of future in terms of what we do, the way that we do it in learning.
That's all quite big stuff, isn't it? Set our own future. So how are people going to be doing that outside of this, do you think?
Good question. I think maybe there's more focus on delivering behavioural change or business outcomes. I think that's really good. So how they do it becomes less important. So what I'm saying is, and I think this is reflecting my own bias, to a great extent we can kind of set aside that legacy of sort of instructional design, look at what works in other disciplines and bring it to bear on some of the things that we can tackle for our businesses and drive real change in our businesses.
So an exciting time really, to kind of looking outside of where L&D has come from.
Yeah, both exciting and sort of terrifying. I think we can see the world around us being absorbed into kind of what people are already able to learn using their apps and tablets and Google and so on. So our world is sort of shrinking. So this is a good time for us to do something impressive.
Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you, Martin.